A disease that children used to get and have died from it.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And the disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendix.
What?
Appendix.
What disease did you say you had?
That you had an infected appendix.
Okay.
Or ruptured appendix, whatever it happened. In case it happened to be ruptured, you just don't. You just don't want to walk away from a ruptured appendix too easy. Sometime you make it, if it's caught in the length of time it's been ruptured.
Mm-hmm. If someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had the...
sour stomach, I mean. He belched up his...
Or if he was really sick, he...
Nauseated.
Uh-huh.
He'd be nauseated.
And you'd say he did what?
Well, I don't know what he'd do. He'd vomit, that's all I can tell you.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
I don't know.
Does vomit sound all right to say?
Well, that's the only thing we ever called it.
Well, did you ever say something like throw up or?
Throw up was, yeah, that was the same thing, but vomit is what you'd use. Where vomit would, I guess, would be either one would.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear any crude way of saying that, a joking way, or kind of a vulgar sounding way?
No.
Did you ever hear like puke or bark?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I don't know why. I just don't. Animals puke.
Mm-hmm. If a person vomited, he'd be sick.
Where? Sick at your stomach.
Huh?
Sick at your stomach.
Okay. And you'd say, if your neighbor had gotten some news and right after she got the news she came over and told you about it, you'd say, she hurried right over. What? She came right over here. And she wanted you to hear the news. You'd say, as soon as she found
out. She brought me the news.
Okay, so she came over here for what purpose? She came over here.
To tell me the news.
Okay. And you'd say, if someone had a question, you'd say, and he went and to someone, he'd say, the person might say, you've already what me that question before. You've already.
You've already asked me that question before.
Okay. And if a boy who was spending a lot of time with the girl kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he was...
Well, now certain parts of the country they call it sparking.
Where do they say sparking?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this way, but back over that way. That's back before the turn of the century, and then they settled on a word of courting. And then they used the word keeping company.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know just what you would call it, but that's
what
it. Now they call it study boyfriend or study girlfriend. That's about all.
Uh-huh.
Go and see their study girlfriend or study boyfriend. It's changed about four or five times since I started sparking and courting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the word courting was used for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they used to say boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, they didn't use the word boyfriend and girlfriend. Just going to see Susie. He's
mm-hmm.
courting Susie, or Jim was courting Susie, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been doing what? Would you say kissing?